The African Union has criticized yesterday's military coup in Niger and said that it is willing to help return the country to democracy. Charles Collins has this report.
The military-run Supreme Council for the Restoration of Democracy in Niger has appointed Squadron Chief Salu Djibo as the leader of the country. On Thursday, a coup overthrew President Mamadou Tanja. Military leaders then closed the borders of the African country and imposed a curfew. The council said it wanted to turn Niger into an example of democracy and good governance after Tanja changed the constitution to end term limits and give himself more power. ECOWAS, the West African regional organization, sent the foreign minister from Senegal to help mediate, but his plane was not allowed to land at the airport. The United States condemned the violence, but U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said Tanja may have invited his own fate by trying to extend his rule.
Clearly, we do not in any way, shape, or form defend violence of this nature, but Niger needs to move ahead with the elections and the formation of a new government.
Tanja drew criticism and international sanctions after dissolving parliament and orchestrating a constitutional reform last year that gave him added powers and extended his term beyond his second five-year mandate, which expired last December. The coup leaders have not announced when they will hold elections. I'm Charles Collins.